Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Not dead, God. Good Lord Almighty, I don't know if you got that. You're staring at me looking weird here. But I'm talking about He is the Son of the living God. That's awesome. I'm telling you, because whenever you are in the family of God, you get an inheritance that's unbelievable. He is the Son of the living God, not dead. Matter of fact, this place of Sisera was a really hilly place with rocks and stuff. This was a great backdrop for Jesus Christ delivering this message. So, because they had a lot of false idols set up. But Peter is very clear here that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, not dead, but He's living. He ever lives to be with us.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
What a great answer that Peter gives. And that just doesn't come from hearing it. This is what he's experienced. So no doubt, you know, all the times he's been with Jesus, watching Jesus. But even then, listen to Jesus' response. Verse 17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. If you recognize that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you should shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because the Father has revealed it unto you.
Amen.
Good Lord Almighty. Isn't that good?
Yes.
I am so happy that I recognize Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And like I say, no man gave that to me. Like Jesus say, flesh and blood didn't give it to you, but the Father.
Amen.
So what I want you to know is that the Father picked you and placed you into His family. Wow. Boy, I tell you. And you talk about why we go soul winning? Are you kidding me? When we recognize that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, we know what happened. God's Word has came forth and His Spirit has opened our eyes. You know, we sang the song about Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. I once was blind, but now I see. Good Lord Almighty. And when anybody recognizes who Jesus Christ is, there is an immediate cause to action.
Amen.
Immediate. You know, they don't have to go to no theology school. They don't have to go through no 12-step program. There is an immediate cause to action. Whenever you recognize who Jesus is, I'm always reminded of the woman at the well. When Jesus Christ, he was going on a journey, and there was a shorter path for him to get there. But he said, I must needs go through Samaria. And he said, why do you got to go through Samaria? There was a woman at the well. Wow. And she didn't know who Jesus was. But when Jesus revealed himself and she saw him, who he was, she received Jesus, and immediately, the Bible says, she went and told. One indicator to see if you recognize who Jesus Christ is are you telling others?
Amen.
Don't fool yourself. If you are not telling others about Christ, you don't have him. Pretty simple. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. Because there's no way you can come in contact with the living God and don't tell anybody about it. It's just like you have the cure for cancer and you're sitting on it. You won't tell anybody. We know you wouldn't do that. Let's say, for example, you got some great news. That's what the gospel means, good news. Whenever you got good news, what do you want to do?
Spread it.
Tell it.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.